This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The most reliable power horse of ISRO PSLV-C60 successfully deployed two satellites in low Earth orbit shortly after its launch from its spaceport in Sriharikota tonight. In the next maneuver, the ISRO will activate 24 non-separating payloads under POEM-4 platform on board to carry out various science experiments on Earth gravity. The deployment of two satellites to demonstrate its capabilities at docking and undocking is a path-breaking step in demonstrating India's prowess in future human spaceflight and satellite servicing missions. After the successful launch today, the ISRO chairman S. Somnath has informed that the panels of both the satellites have been deployed successfully. In the next few days, the two satellites, SDX-01 called Chaser and SDX-02 called Target, will travel 20 kilometers and then the rendezvous and docking process will begin when both satellites will come closer and dock together in space. PSLV-C60 SpaceX mission is the fourth PSLV Orbital Experimental Module POEM mission. A total of 24 payloads will be flown in this POEM-4 mission, of which 14 payloads are from ISRO DOS centers and 10 payloads are from various non-government entities, NGEs, comprising academia and startups that have been received through InSpace. The Ministry of Defense today signed two contracts worth around 2,867 crore rupees for the construction of the Air Independent Propulsion AIP plug for the DRDO AIP system and its integration on board Indian submarines and the integration of the Electronic Heavy Weight Torpedo EHDWT on board the Kalvari class submarines. Both contracts were signed in the presence of Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi. The ministry, in its statement, said that the contract for the construction of the AIP plug and its integration was inked with Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, Mumbai, worth around 1,990 crore rupees, while the contract for the integration of the EHWT, being developed by the DRDO, was signed with Naval Group France at an approximate cost of 877 crore rupees. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the 6th pre-budget consultation with experts and representatives from the health and education sectors in connection with the upcoming Union Budget 2025-26 in New Delhi. The meeting was attended by the Finance Secretary, Secretaries of the Department of Economic Affairs, Chief Economic Advisor of the Government and senior officials of the Ministry of Health and Department of School Education. The Union Budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 is expected to be presented in the Parliament on 1st of February next year. The Government today said that Rabi crops have been sown across over 614 lakh hectare area so far. The Ministry of Agriculture in a statement said that over 319 lakh hectare area coverage under wheat has been reported compared to 313 lakh hectare area during the corresponding period of last year. The Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare released the progress report on area coverage under Rabi crops as of today. Pulses were cultivated in more than 136 lakh hectares, while coarse cereals were sown across 48.55 lakh hectares. The area sown with oil seeds crossed over 96 lakh hectares. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast cold day and cold wave conditions in Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad tomorrow. Cold wave conditions are also expected in West Uttar Pradesh, Haryana and Chandigarh tomorrow. Further, the IMD predicted dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours in isolated pockets of Odisha, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura tomorrow. The Met Department also predicted fall in minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over central and east India during next 2 to 3 days. In Border Gavaskar Trophy cricket, Australia registered a 184-run victory over India on the fifth and final day of the fourth test in Melbourne. With this loss, India has thin chances for reaching the World Test Championships final. And with that, we end this news bulletin.